For more great content, make sure you follow 717 Sports Media on all your podcast listening platforms. Also follow us on social media, on Twitter at 717_sports, Facebook and Instagram at 717 Sports Media. We're also checking on our website daily for your daily news and sports videos at 717sportsmedia.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another edition of Around the 717. Your host, Carl Frederick. Recap more playoffs from District 3. I have a very special guest joining me here momentarily, quarterback for Manheim Township Blue Streaks, Hayden Johnson. He's a great kid. I've interviewed him a couple times during the season, off the season. He's always a very humbling kid. And, you know, the fact that he wanted to come on in the middle of their big rematch with Hempfield says a lot about his character. So he'll be joining me shortly in a couple minutes here. Recapping, so we're down to, you know, the numbers have dwindled in the LL Berks, you know, as expected in the playoffs. Now we're moving on to the semifinal matchups and some finals to recap. So Anvil Cleona, you know, I thought for sure they were going to come out in 2A, and Trinity just thought otherwise and gave them a whooping. So we have nobody left in 1A, 2A, and 3A this week. We will have West Perry with the stunner over Lancaster Catholic last week, facing off against the powerhouse Wyomissing. So that would that'll be a fun 3A championship coming up this Saturday at Wyomissing. The Spartans, Wyomissing, seem to be on a mission. You know, it's been since 2012 since they captured state gold, and they've really, nobody's come within 14 points of them. I think Hamburg earlier in the year came within 14 points. But even Lampeter Strasburg, who is very much alive in the 4A playoffs, they couldn't get it done there a couple weeks ago, losing 21-0. They barely had 100 yards of total offense. So it'll be a tough task for West Perry Mustangs. But shout out to them and going into Lancaster Catholic last Friday in the terrible rainstorm and, you know, really just taking the Crusaders' lunch money. I mean, it was a heck of a season. Crusaders going 10-0 in the regular season. Much credit to you, but your season is over. So we are going to welcome in now Mr. Hayden Johnson. How are you, Hayden? Let's see, he's connecting right now. Can you hear me, boss? We will get him on here momentarily. It seems to be a connection issue on his end. Can you hear me, Hayden? One moment. There he is. How you doing, Hayden?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. Good. Thanks for joining Around the 717. My co-host is MIA tonight. But either way, I appreciate you taking time. I had one of the top games in the state. Now tell us, recap the last couple minutes, man. Sounds like a wild one. You guys pulled it off against Cumberland Valley.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, there was like 6 minutes left. I think we scored, and then they came down and they drove down the field on us. And then there was like they scored with like 1:51 left, or they kicked a field goal. Field goal, pretty long, like I think 40 yards, and we got the ball with 1:51 left. And I think it took us four plays to get down to their 30. I think I had two scrambles, and then Asher Wolf had a nice catch. I think a catch around for 15 yards, and then Landon.
Your buddy for the game-winning score.
Oh, yeah.
So is that – now, I saw the catch. It's very impressive. Is it the best catch you've seen live? Because everybody's telling me it was.
Yeah.
Did you know he was going to catch it?
I had a feeling.
You had a feeling? Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, so that's not a sweet little redemption for you because they got you week one in a back-and-forth affair. A win's a win. Obviously, it feels great, but how sweet was that getting Cumberland Valley back in their home stadium?
Oh, yeah, 10 times better. I mean, if that week one game never happened, I feel like we wouldn't have as much motivation. I feel like we would have came out even slower than we did. Yeah. And, you know, it felt pretty good just coming out on top.
So, I mean, I've talked with – you guys and Coach Evans, there has definitely been like a retribution feeling with your team. I mean, you got Cumberland Valley, you got Harrisburg in that wild one earlier this year. Mm-hmm. You got Dallas Town after they got you last year. You know, handle them. I think they had like two first downs in that game, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Now, is this payback number two for Hempfield coming up this Friday?
Hopefully, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. We're a good team. Yeah, you know, we just got to come out and execute. So.
And everybody knows about your guys' rivalry or Township and Hempfield's rivalry, yeah. Regardless of what the sport is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now they've gotten you two times in a row. You know, Hempfield's going to be intense. I would imagine there's going to be extra security there for this game.
Yeah.
Tell us what you know about – I mean, since you last played them, what have you learned about Hempfield?
They've definitely had some pretty controlling wins. Last week they definitely took care of Carlisle. I'm pretty sure Carlisle touched the ball like twice in the first half or something.
Right.
I'm pretty sure they had only like 30 plays on offense. And, you know, they're definitely a ball control team. Their defense is definitely their focal point.
Okay.
And they got some good guys on the D-line, and they've got a good secondary. Good secondary. I know some guys over there, so yeah.
Yeah, so do you have friendships with anybody over at Hempfield? I mean, you guys are so close and distance. I mean, do you work out with any of them in the off season or attend the same camps?
Yeah, I work out with their safety and their corner.
Okay.
I mean, I know a couple of their guys, but.
So is this like one of these matchups, these rivalries? I mean, we've talked about it on this podcast. It's up there with Pittsburgh and Baltimore, Eagles, Cowboys. Is this one of these weeks where, you know, you're not talking to your friends from over there until after the game?
Yeah, nothing. No communication until after.
So that rivalry is real. That's not that, and that'll stay as long as you two schools are in existence, no matter what the sport is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what's been Coach Evans' message this week? Because obviously, you know, you've had that same theme with retribution all year. What's his message been this week so far?
Definitely just stay focused. I mean, just one playoff win isn't the biggest thing in the world. So we just gotta stay humble. I mean, it was a pretty fun win, but it didn't mean that much yet. So we just gotta stay humble, stay focused, and just have a good week of practice.
I feel like with your squad, I mean, you know, you look at on your roster, it's, you know, yourself, you're a junior. Landon's a junior. Nick Good, he'll come back next year. Asher's a sophomore. Am I correct, or is he
junior?
He's a junior. So you have a lot of underclassmen already, obviously playing and making major contributions. I mean, the talk is, you know, next year is Manheim Township. They might be one of the best teams in the state. I mean, you guys buy into that at all? I mean, it doesn't make much sense going in, you know, this year with, I mean, all the talent you have this year.
Yeah, we just got to take it one year at a time. I mean, we just got to stay focused. I think we can definitely do big things this year just with the group of guys we have, the senior class. Definitely a hard working group of guys. And even though they're small, they definitely pack a good punch. And I feel like they got some good leaders up in that class. And, I mean, we're all excited for next year, just all of us coming up as seniors. But
yeah,
the sophomore class behind us is pretty good. So we just got to stay focused.
Now, your junior class – have you guys all been playing together, like going like throughout township and like the midget levels too?
Yeah. We the only two guys that came eighth grade, I think, were Nick Good and Eli Rodriguez. Eli's a D tackle for us this year and running
yes.
back.
Yes, he is.
And then Nick Good, obviously. So.
Okay, and you'll have what year is LaRue? Is he a sophomore this year?
Sophomore.
Okay, yeah. All right. And you had two transfers from McCaskey this year, him and Covington. Talk about their addition, their contributions to the team.
Yeah, they've definitely been a good turning point. I mean, they definitely brought a different aspect over. We don't really have as much size, I feel like, on the O-line as most teams do. And Julian definitely brings a big punch with that aspect. He's a huge kid. And then Shamir, other than Nick Good, we don't really have that many speed guys.
Right.
That we can really rely on. And Shamir was definitely he came out of nowhere, really. I mean, first week, I didn't really use him that much, just a kick return guy. And then as the year kept going on, he kept building and building. And then he definitely became a guy we trusted on later in the season.
I know he plays a corner as well, too. Will you guys use him offensively now without Nick Good there for the rest of the season?
Well, I think with the transfer rules, he can't play since he came over as a senior.
Okay.
Gotcha. We used them during the season, but yeah,
Okay. That makes sense. I forgot about that. Yeah. BIAA rule. That happened last year too with the Flowers kid from CD, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. I know it happened a few weeks ago with Nick's injury, but talk about the impact that had on your whole team. I mean, because he's one of your leaders. Like you said, he's one of your fastest kid. You know, he had a great game against Harrisburg. He was having a great start to the season. I mean, tell about his impact.
That was definitely a huge loss. Him and Jake Laubach were two of the biggest losses we could have come across. I mean, Jake was just an anchor on the defense, and Nick was kind of our flex guy on offense. He could really just do anything. We had a lot of stuff going around him, and just we had new plays coming in every week, just new formations, just kind of revolving around him, just to get him the ball and get him space. And I feel like week four, once we really started to like rely on him, is right when it happened. And that was definitely just like a scary, just like realization of like, I mean, don't take anything for granted. I mean, this is junior season, so he'll have another shot next year, but Jake doesn't get that chance again. So I feel like just don't take anything for granted, and just focus on what you have in front of you and just enjoy what you have.
Now, when did his injury occur? That was recent.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Hemphill. Okay. I thought, all right. And what was his an ACL injury? Or what was his injury?
His was ACL.
Yeah.
The sophomore year in lacrosse, he tore his meniscus, but it was his other leg this time. He was gonna keep playing and just not get surgery on the ACL, but his doctor didn't let him. So
and that sounds like Jake. He's tough.
Yeah.
Toughest kids in the league. That sounds like him.
Yeah.
Sorry for the hear about that. I knew about Nick because I know his injury. Talked about that. How's his rehab going?
He's doing really good. He had surgery a couple weeks ago, I think 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
He's definitely good with progress. I think his doctor said he's way ahead of schedule.
Okay.
He seems pretty good. So.
Oh, very good. Very good. Now, not to jump ahead, because I know you're a junior and everything, but you seem like a pretty quiet kid. You don't put much stuff on social media like a lot of other kids do. Are you taking any visits to colleges now as a junior? Are you starting that process, or how's that going?
Yeah, last week I went to Penn. That was a pretty cool visit there. Nice. Their stadium's pretty cool. I actually have to post that. I forgot I have to.
I was gonna say you didn't post that, Hayden. Come on, man.
I know.
What helped you out there?
I gotta get out to Twitter real quick.
Okay, so you're at Penn. How what is that like? Is that right in Philadelphia? Where's their campus exactly?
Yeah, it's right from if you're from like going from Lancaster, it's like right as you're going through the highway, and then right as you like see Philly with the river on the left, with all like the houses, forget the name of it. And then like if you turn the exit on the right, you just it's right next to the city. It's like not completely in, but you can see all the buildings from the stadium.
Wow, so that's a beautiful campus. A lot of fun there.
Yeah,
that's awesome. That's awesome. Are you gonna? Do you have any more visits planned for the rest of the season, or is that just kind of take it day by day?
Just day by day. I think me and Coach Evans are gonna definitely look into the recruiting process a little bit more after the season. Kind of just focusing on taking care of business and just doing what we can do now. And I mean, me and Nick Good landed and Ashley went to Robert Morris a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Game day thing. So,
very cool. Very cool. Robert Morris. That's up Pittsburgh. North. That's right. Okay. All right. Very cool. Very good. So that process is beginning. Yeah, I was gonna say you're pretty quiet. Like in general, you don't post much on social media. I feel like I would have known about that. But that's awesome to hear. Okay. I guess talking about your squad. You know, you talked about Landon. Talked about Asher. Talked about Jake. Nick. Who's a kid or two that, you know, has really stepped up this year that maybe we're not talking about enough?
Taylor Vayu, I think, is definitely a big guy to talk about. He's a freshman. He starts nose guard and a little bit of fullback for us. And I think it was the Penn Manor game. He had like one drive where he just pancaked guys. And he got interviewed after the game. But, yeah, he's definitely a guy that's going to come up and definitely take over the scene when he comes 3 years as a senior. I feel like definitely Dec Clancy. I feel like that's the biggest gap.
Good one.
He had 20 tackles last week, and I feel like that definitely.
I saw that. That he did post that. That was insane. And you use him off. I mean, he had a big game against Wilson rushing too.
He did. Yeah, he's definitely took over the run game. We didn't have as much setbacks in the run game as we thought we would when we lost Jake and Nick, but he definitely took over. We definitely can rely on him now. So he's definitely a guy.
Very good. Good pool. Not to bring up old wounds, that Wilson game must have been painful.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you guys had that game in your – I mean, early on, it looked like you had a good control in that game.
Yeah.
They got their – you know, their few bounces, whatever. I don't want to rub salt in old wounds or that's anything.
Right. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you'll see. I guess never mind because they already got lost to Harrisburg, and
yeah,
I say maybe you'll see them again. But then I caught myself.
Yeah.
But, all right, man. Well, I appreciate you joining me here on our podcast. Yeah. Best of luck with Hempfield on Friday. You know, it's going to be a heck of a matchup, the biggest rivalry in the county. We're all looking forward to it, and we're pulling for you, man. Best of luck the rest of the season, and stay healthy, and make sure to tag us on your Twitter post.
I will. I got you. Thank you.
All right, my man. Hey, you have a good one, buddy.
I'll see you.
See you, Hayden. Awesome. That was Hayden Johnson. Thank you very much for joining the podcast. And you can hear him there. He's a very humble kid, took time out of his day. You know, when you're 17, 18 years old, at this point on a Wednesday evening when it's cold, like he said, and it was raining yesterday, you just want to go home and rest. And took time, you know, took these last 15 minutes to come speak with me. It means the world. It shows you what type of character the kid is. And, you know, I'll tell you what, Robert Morris and Penn, they better start their recruiting early on him because he's going to have a lot more suitors come this offseason. I can bet my bottom dollar on that. So thanks again for Hayden Johnson for joining Around the 717 podcast. He was great. But yeah, talking about their matchup with Hempfield, man, I haven't posted the picks yet. I'm really torn. Every time I've picked Hempfield, I've gotten burnt. I mean, I've picked against them, I've gotten burnt. But even so, it's at Hempfield. I think I'm going to lead towards the Blue Streaks. You know, I really think there is something to the retribution tour. They got Harrisburg earlier this year after losing them in overtime earlier. I mean, in the 2021 season, excuse me. Dallastown, same thing, lost to them in 2021, kicked their butts in 2022. In Cumberland Valley, they lost to week one. They should have won that game. I mean, Hayden was pretty humble about it, but they took care of them last week in one of the best games in recent memory. Just a classic of a game. If you get a chance to watch the replay of Manheim Township Cumberland Valley, if you love high school football, you'll love what you see there. Just two excellent teams, just in a back and forth shootout. Fun one to watch. So, you know, Manheim Township Hempfield will be a fun one. I'm going to go with the Blue Streaks. We'll have our picks posted by tomorrow, I would say. So the other big one in 6A is Harrisburg at Central York. This is just tagged the site. What a great kid. Yeah, he was at Penn. But Harrisburg at Central York. Now, you want to Central York, Coach Yonchik, he's done a tremendous job there. And you would think they would come back to life a little this year with the loss of Pabrula and Carter Glassmeyer. But, no, smooth sailing. They had a hiccup, I believe, week two against Cumberland Valley, but have ripped off nine wins in a row, including two back-to-back games against York, their crosstown rival, who it's not much of a rivalry if you talk about recently. Central York's on a ridiculous winning streak. But anyways, Central York is back. They were the number two seed in all 6A. They welcome the Harrisburg Cougars on Friday night. A couple names to watch for both sides. For Central York, Jules Groff may be the best running back in the state. And I've seen, and this is no shade towards Marquise Williams or Jaheim Florida White or the host of others that I saw this year. Jules Groff may be that guy. He already has offers from Syracuse, Boston College. They're just going to pile up. He's going to be one of the top recruited backs in the state next year. So that's a name to watch along with Parker Hines for Central York. For Harrisburg, Makai Hopkins. He is that dude. Harrisburg has about 35 kids in their roster, and they're all just dudes. You know, and I mean that in the best way possible. They're so stout on every phase except their special teams. Mekhi, we'll get to that in a second. Mekhi Hopkins, he's their stud running back. Sean Lee is their quarterback. He's great on his feet. He's also a very underrated passer. A couple names to watch. I'm actually going with the Cougars. I think they're on another mission to repeat as district champs. So I'm actually gonna pick the Cougars in this one. The only issue that's going to slow down Harrisburg, and it seems like it comes up every year. I saw it in week three against Manheim Township. Their special teams are some of the worst in the state. They just don't practice special teams at Harrisburg for whatever reason. I wouldn't say it's a depth issue. I just, for the life of me, I can't understand how they, I mean, if you watch them, they don't know how to execute it. Simple things like an extra point, punting the football, you know, kickoff return, kickoff. They don't do any of that well. That's what ultimately cost them in their game against Manheim Township earlier this year. I mean, Manheim Township played a great game, and they could have won that even without the special teams gaffes. But that's one couple things to watch out for. Main thing, if Harrisburg has just even an okay special teams game, I think they win. We'll just put it that way. A few more matchups, then get you out of here. In 5A, we have Bishop McDevitt facing Twin Valley. McDevitt, Crusaders are on their – Bishop McDevitt seems – to have their best team in quite some time. Can this be the year they get the states? Well, they got to get by Twin Valley first. I think they'll be okay in that one. A couple names to watch. Obviously, we're talking about Marquise Williams, the Minnesota commit. He's their big-time running back. Stone Saunders, he's only a sophomore. He's already getting major college looks. Their quarterback, Stone Saunders. Remember the name. If you haven't been following recruiting, for the class of 2025, he will be one of the top recruits, not just in the state, but the whole nation. Remember that name. And we got the big one, the one I'm most – excuse me, this is 4A. I'm talking about 4A right now. McDevitt, Twin Valley. And then the other one is the one I'm most excited about. Lampeter Strasburg has to go to Manheim Central with this new alignment. They're both in 4A. And this is a matchup of two schools with great traditions. It's in Manheim Central, where 2 Stadium will be rocking, as it always is. Great fan base. I'm going with the Barons in this one. Now, Lampeter Strasburg, very similar last year. They dropped the week one opener, Solanco, but then they ripped off eight wins until their hiccup against Wyomissing. You know, they handled Susquehanna Township last week. I think a final score 52-6. I don't see them having the horses this year. That Manheim Central has been on a mission. And between Zach Hahn and Bryson Arnold, I think it's going to be too much for Lampeter Strasburg. Lampeter Strasburg is a year away from being back to the forefront of not only the section, but also the district and possibly the state. They'll have a lot of guys coming back next year. So I'm going with the Barons in that one. 3A final, obviously, I got Wyomissing. 5A, we can't, this is the one I want to talk about. Solanco welcomes Cocalico. If those of you don't know, Solanco beat Cocalico in week 2, 21-7. These are two teams that play the exact style, similar style of offense in the triple option, where if you know the triple option, you throw 3 times a game. So this should be a quick game. Neither team is great defensively. They're both okay, so I expect it to be a high-scoring affair. I watched Solanco last week kind of take the foot off the gas against Shippensburg and ended up winning 42-35. That game shouldn't have been that close. Shippensburg added a couple of late touchdowns, really make it interesting. And I know Solanco, speaking with them and Coach Cox, they weren't too thrilled how they finished the game. So Solanco at Cocalico at Solanco. I'm going to stick with the Golden Mules at home. I like their chances of advancing to the 5A final, where they will face the winner of Exeter. And you know what? We're going to check that right now. So Exeter, for those that don't know, is on a different level at 5A. They really are kind of like how McDevitt might be for 4A. Exeter, which we've talked about a lot in here, is just rolling offensively. Nobody has come within an eyelash of the Eagles so far this year. They are 11-0. They have playmakers on both sides of the football. You know, everybody talks about their offense. Their defense has pitched a couple of shutouts this season, too. Yeah, they destroyed Dover in quarterfinals matchup, 42-12. They welcome Northern York. Shout out to Bill Miller. Coach Miller doing a great job there. They welcome them this Friday. I think the Eagles will keep their season perfect and advanced. So I got Solanco and Exeter in the 5A final, Harrisburg and Manheim Township. Well, that'd be fun. In the 6A final. And then the 4A, I will have Bishop McDevitt, Manheim Central. 3A, I'm going to take in Wyomissing to take that district title again. And everything else will play out after that. Check us out this week. We'll have Stephen McCloskey covering Calico at Solanco. Colin Richardson will obviously be covering Manheim Township at Hempfield. Hopefully he doesn't fight half of the Manheim Township dog pound or else we'll have a new Hempfield beat writer. thank him for his coverage. I'll be back on coverage next week for the championship games. I expect a few more teams from the LL to be appearing in the district championships. I'm looking forward to that. Keep tagging us on all your highlights, your Twitter accounts. We're at 717_sports. Please tag us. We would be happy to keep it up with trying to get your name out there for your highlights as well. So thanks again to Hayden Johnson. Really appreciate him coming on. Keep checking us out and follow us for more updates, and we'll be back next week. Take care, everybody.